Do a higher self check-in. Now, first of all, who is the higher self? So, as human beings, energetic beings, we have lots of different aspects to ourselves. We have the inner child who is always with us, the child who lived our childhood and is inside of us, still traumatized, still wounded. We have our past self, we have our higher self, the version of us that knows everything. Like they aren't physical, they are a non-physical, energetic expression of us who wants the best for us, like a part of your soul that is ahead of you, has seen everything, knows you so well, knows you way more than this physical body. Then you have your physical body. You have your shadow self, which is the aspects, the part of you that you've hidden away through shame and guilt and fear. So we are multi-dimensional. Well, I believe that we are. I mean, I can't prove it, but we are just so much more than our physical body. We have our physical body that's here on the physical plane. Then we have our mind, which is in the mental plane. And then we have our soul, our spirit, which is in the spiritual plane realm. So we are operating on different levels. So thoughts come very fast. Now, if you are into manifestation, personal development, law of attraction, those kinds of things, then you will know that you can think of something instantly. You could imagine yourself in Australia and you could be there in your mind, in your imagination, right? But physically, it would take you a while to get there because you need to fly all the way there. I mean, I'm talking about from the UK. It's a long trip. So we get impatient. Because we have these big goals, these big dreams. We can see them in our mind's eye. We can see them in our imagination. And you can imagine like these big goals that you have, these desires, these fantasies of maybe starting a family, working for yourself, making a certain amount of income, traveling the world, you know, all the different things that you want to experience. Maybe you have this vision in your mind of inspiring other people, serving, starting a charity, arranging a walk for mental health, arranging a business meetup with people. Like you have these things that you want to do, right? But then it's about going about doing it. We can procrastinate and we can get caught up in our limitations. But who gave you that idea? Who gave you that dream? I want to make six figures a year and I want to work 4 hours a day and I want to have a family and I want to, buy this beautiful house and decorate it, do the interior design. That comes from your higher self. So your higher self will give you clues, visions, knowings of things that you want to do. And then it's typically our shadow or maybe our inner child, our wounded parts, our limited parts that don't believe that it's possible. Oh, they're doing it, then I can't. There's not enough out there for everyone. Who am I to do this? I don't have the credentials. I don't have the experience. You know, any excuse, we will put ourselves down. So the people who get the furthest in life, they're not always the most talented. They're not always the best at what they do. They just are the ones who take action, have a higher sense of self. They have a confidence and inner knowing. I don't care. People who aren't afraid of failure, people who aren't afraid of rejection, those are the people who tend to get a lot further in life because they take the action. It's one thing to receive the vision, to meditate, to visualize and get the steps, see that life in the future. But if you don't take any action steps, it's not going to happen. It's not just going to land in your lap. think that's a big misconception in the law of attraction world. Taking proactive, aligned action is very important. And God favors the bold. Okay, look at me. I'm here, I'm recording. I have decided to go ahead with my podcast. This has been something that I have wanted to do for over a year. Over a year. I remember this time last year saying that I would have my podcast. I had actually recorded some episodes with some previous clients of mine. The podcast was going to be all about the Akashic Records. If you don't know what the Akashic Records are, they are the field of potential. The Akasha is the field of potential that the yogis connect to. And it's an invisible library. And it holds the past, the present, the future, and you can access it. So I would do a lot of Akashic Records sessions with clients. I would go into their Akashic Records and I would also teach them how to go into their Akashic Records or teach them how to go into the Akashic Records of others. I got introduced to the Akashic Records when my higher self told me to go on a solo trip to Bali in 2019. And now I know why. Do you get these messages? Do you get like your voice, right? Your voice in your head saying, do this. You should write a book. You should start a podcast. You should quit your job. You should apply for that job. You should start dating again. We should start running. You know, sometimes they're like you, sometimes it's we, sometimes it's I. It's like we've got multiple personalities in there. But you get these. You get guidance when you stop and you slow down and you don't ask other people for their advice all the time and you listen to your own. That's your highest self giving you messages like an inner GPS telling you where to go. So that's who the higher self is. The higher self is this ethereal version of you, the all-knowing, all-seeing, probably the closest connection to God. Of you, version of you, who is guiding you. And, you know, she is not always guiding you to do easy things. Sometimes your intuition, your higher self, wants you to do things that are way outside of your comfort zone. But the reason that she wants you to do it is because she knows that you're going to love it, you're going to elevate, you're going to grow, you're going to benefit. The challenge is going to build you into a more authentic version, a more aligned version of you. And that's what we need. We don't need to be in our comfort zone all the time. So I want you to have a little think. When has your higher self communicated with you recently? What has she said to you? A lot of people ask, well, what's the difference between intuition and fear? Intuition and fear can feel very similar. I'm not going to lie to you. I think if I was to describe it from my own experience and working with clients, because this is something that I help my clients with a lot, tuning into their intuition, understanding. Or, sorry, communicating with God, their higher self, their spirit council, becoming more self-sufficient, more sovereign, understanding who they are, liking who they are, and just enjoying life more. That's my work as a women's empowerment coach, understanding the mind. So, when it comes to the difference between intuition and fear, now, intuition kind of comes like a light bulb. Sometimes it can come out of nowhere. Or sometimes, you know, you listen to a song or someone says something or you watch something or you see something on social media and it's like boom and it sticks in your mind and you're like, wow, I'd love to do that. Then the fear might kick in and go, what? Who are you to do that? You can't do that. They're doing it, so you can't do it. There's not enough for everyone. Not true. Your fear, you might with your intuition get intuition and fear at the same time. And that's okay. Fear isn't a bad thing. Fear Fear is you stepping outside of your comfort zone to grow. And if you're not growing, then you're dying. Like nature. Nature is growing or it's dying. And it recycles. And that's why we often go through inner death and rebirth transitions. Shout out if you are a Scorpio or if you have heavy Scorpio placements. I have a lot of my placements in the eighth house, which is ruled by Scorpio, which is about transformation, rebirth, death, and rebirth. And as human beings, we go through a lot of rebirths. We outgrow the person that we were, like a snake. We need to shed our skin. You might feel like every year, half a year, 2 years, you want to change your wardrobe. You're not interested in the same music. You want to read different books. Maybe you change your friendship group. Things just change, right? Maybe your favorite color used to be green and now it's pink. Embrace those things. That is your higher self calling you forward. We aren't meant to stay the same. It's okay. So, intuition is like a lightning bolt that goes inside of you. And it's like, do this, do that, do this, do that. I'll tell you an example for me, a really, really cool slash spooky example for me. Okay. So, I used to live in a beautiful apartment in South London in Lewisham near Greenwich. Fun story. So, I'm going to give a little backstory on this. So, when I had my spiritual awakening, which was around the time of my Saturn return, I was working in a recruitment agency in central London and I was living with my boyfriend and a friend of ours in Camden in London. My London girlies, let me know if you know where I'm talking about. And I had just had my spiritual awakening and I started really getting into personal development, wellness. And my personality just changed almost overnight. I wasn't interested in the same things. I used to be very into going out, drinking. You know, I loved clubbing, bars, pubs, socializing. And I suddenly just changed and I became this more introverted person. And I just wanted to learn all the time. I just wanted to study. Also, I had given up drinking because I got into the ballot of the London Marathon. Now, if you've ever entered the London Marathon, you'll know it's very difficult to get into the London Marathon. So I got in through the ballot. This was 2017 that I was running the marathon. So this is 2016. I had to stop drinking because you can't train for a marathon and be heavily drinking. I actually went off alcohol altogether, which was very interesting. And that's almost when the real me came out. I had this rebirth. And the version of me now was just fascinated with getting to know new people, learning. I started to study life coaching and I started to get into manifestation. So one of the first books that I got into when it came to manifestation, and this is a book that I recommend to all of my clients, all of my friends, all of my social media following, is called Psycho-Cybernetics. Psycho-Cybernetics. It's like a cult classic when it comes to visualization and manifestation. I read this book. I worked as a recruitment consultant and it completely changed my world. So, at the same time as reading this, I started reading The Magic by Rhonda Byrne, who did The Secret. So, her book called The Magic. So, I recommend these two books if you are just getting into manifestation, wanting to get into changing your life, and you want to do it faster, then read these books because they work like rocket fuel. So anyway, I was reading these books and my life just was rapidly changing, mainly because I was learning about gratitude and I was also learning about the power of the mind and I was learning about visualization and my imagination. So I would visualize every day certain things and they started to come true. They started to happen. And it just blew my mind because I was so new to it. I had beginner's luck. I was just so new to it. It worked like magic and then when I started to study it a little bit too much, it started to really slow down. But I wanted to move out of the flat that I was living in Camden with my boyfriend and my friend because we'd been broken into and we were basically above a brothel. Yeah. It was a great time and the rent was really cheap. It was a very small flat, but it started to get a little bit dangerous and my phone was snatched out of my hand one day by a guy on a moped, ripped the headphones out of my ears, and I just didn't feel that safe there anymore. So I wanted to move. So I decided to work with the Psycho-Cybernetics book and I started to visualize the apartment that I wanted to move into with my boyfriend, and this would be our first time living together. Just the two of us. So I said to him, I want a high rise. I want a wraparound balcony that's all glass. I wanted views of London. I wanted to be close to Greenwich, close to a train station. I wanted two bedrooms, a bathtub. We didn't have that at the other flat, it just had a shower. I wanted a bathtub and I wanted a swimming pool in the building. So it's very specific, right? But back then, I was like, why not? You know, this book is saying I can have anything I want. This is what I want. So I made this list and I told it to my boyfriend. And he went about looking for the flat. Not even necessarily, I don't think he was specifically following the exact things that I'd told him, but he found a flat very quickly because I would imagine myself in this flat. This is before I worked for myself. This is like a year before I started working for myself. Ish, maybe a bit less. And I would visualize myself in this apartment doing my work, doing my coaching with my clients and just loving life. And very quickly he found the flat, the apartment, and it was exactly what I asked for. It had a swimming pool in the bottom because the bottom of the high-rise building was a gym. It had two bedrooms, it had a wraparound balcony with views of London, amazing views of London. It was close to Greenwich. It was right outside Lewisham Station. It was just perfect. Bathtub, everything. So we moved into this flat and we're living there. And my higher self one day, just out of the blue, in my head, this voice, my voice just went, "You're going to learn tarot." And I was like, "What? You're going to learn tarot." Now, I had never had a tarot reading in my life. So this isn't like I'd had a tarot reading or I'd seen tarot and I was like, oh, that would be fun. I'm going to learn it. No, I'd never had a tarot reading before in my life. So immediately this voice came through, said, you're going to learn tarot. Me being a type A personality went, how, when, let me go online and see if I can search and find out how to learn tarot. And this voice said to me, no, you're going to meet a teacher and they're going to teach you. And basically, just don't do anything and just wait. And I was like, whoa, whoa. Like, even just repeating the story right now, it seems so surreal because it is so surreal. I'd never had that experience before. I'd never had a voice pop up in my head and just tell me that I was going to do something. So, really beautiful story, but I followed the instruction. I didn't Google it. I didn't research. I didn't try and learn it myself online. Because, in my opinion, that's not a good idea. You want to learn from a teacher, it's too confusing to learn online. So, a friend of mine at the time, because I'd had my spiritual awakening, I was networking heavily in London. This is pre-COVID. I was going to loads of different wellness events, personal development events, meeting different people. I'd met my coach. I was working with a mentor, and I'd also met, another coach who was going to teach me to become a coach myself. I joined a network, a community, and I was thriving. I was loving life. So one of the women in this community and this network, she invited me to an event thing that she was going to. She was a psychologist, so she was going to that. She invited me to come along. I said yes, and then all these things kept happening to almost try and put me off, right? So it was on a weekend. It was on a Saturday. I was working a full-time job at the time. I was running my social media. I was learning coaching, and I was also just doing my own thing. I had chronic gut issues at the time, and I had just gone sober. I'd really given up alcohol because I couldn't My body couldn't handle alcohol anymore. Every time I drank, I was very ill because I had chronic gut issues. So I was navigating life sober, which was new territory for me because I'd started drinking when I was 12, 13 years old. My social life revolved around alcohol. So I found it very difficult to socialize with people without alcohol, except for when I went to my personal development and health-inspired networking events, because people weren't really drinking there. So I felt very safe there. So I was invited to this, to go along to this on a Saturday. It was raining. It turned out that it was at a school, so there was no point in me going there because there was no clients for me. It turned out that it was much further than we thought, and the train ticket was much more expensive than we thought. So my friend was like, "Look, don't worry. There's no point in you coming to this." But something inside of me was like, "No, you need to go to this event. I don't know why, but you need to go." So I did. I went to this event and we got there, and it was at a school outside of London. And as soon as we get there, I noticed this woman. There was different stalls at this school. It was like a fair, you know, like an educational fair. And I just decided to go to keep my friend company in the end. And then I see this woman there with a stall, and the stall had crystals, dream catchers, cards. Like, it was very witchy. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the woman. But I was so shy and nervous at the time. And I said to my friend, I was like, oh my God, like, I should go up and speak to her. I kept looking at her, she kept looking at me. Then after a couple of hours, I plucked up the courage. I went up to her and I was like, hi. And she was like, hi. And we got chatting. I said, look, I'm looking for a moonstone. I was really into crystals at the time. So I bought some crystals from her. And then I said to her, I had this voice in my head tell me that I'm going to learn tarot. Do you teach tarot? And she goes, yeah, I teach tarot. I can teach you from tomorrow. And she taught me tarot. She was my tarot teacher. She was amazing. She said that she had never taught tarot to someone who had picked it up as quickly and as effectively as I did. I just absorbed it. I was obsessed. And from as soon as I learned the major arcana cards, I started reading for people. I also started hosting women's circles. I had never been to a women's circle. I didn't know what a women's circle was, but again, a voice in my head told me to host a women's circle, and I did. I hosted it in my flat. It was beautiful. We had an amazing time. And then I read cards. I read the Major Arcana mini readings for everyone that came. And yeah, that's just like, how crazy is that? Like, have you ever had experiences like that? Do you believe that you've had a spiritual awakening? Do you believe that you communicate with your higher self? Have you ever done any inner child healing? I want to talk about all of these topics on the podcast if they're ones that you're interested in. I also want to bring in special guests. So, one of my coaches and good friends called Catherine, she is amazing when it comes to inner child healing and reparenting. So I would love to bring her onto the podcast to talk about that. But I can also talk about my own experience with building a relationship with my inner child, because typically when I'm afraid of something, it's my inner child, it's not me. It's a part of me that's afraid, not the whole of me. So it's really important to figure out which part of you is afraid, you know? You get a public speaking opportunity, and that's your higher self giving you that. But your inner child is shit scared because, duh, you're going to be on stage in front of people, and you find that intimidating and overwhelming. Now you're a split because half of you wants to do it, and half of you is terrified of doing it. What are you going to do? You want to nurture the part of you that is terrified of doing it and validate them, reassure them that this is safe, you're not going to die, and that this is for your future, for your growth. I believe that on this journey of manifesting, of, you know, connecting with your future self, your higher self, of becoming the most authentic, aligned version of you, the most difficult part is the future you, like guiding you, saying, come here, let's do this. And then the old you that you're outgrowing, because you can't be both. on this journey of becoming the version that you want to be, if you're not them yet, which you won't be, because we're always going to be changing and evolving and growing, when it comes to becoming that version, the old version of you doesn't want to let you go. They're going to put up a fight. They're going to gaslight you into believing that you can't do it because they don't want to die. They don't want that version of you to be dead because they know if you become that more evolved, more aligned, healthier, happier version from the future, then this version of you that's disempowered and wounded has got to die. You've got to let them go. They can't be in your consciousness anymore. You can't have the same problems, the same thoughts, the same limitations, because you just can't be both people at the same time. So have a think about it. Like, when in your life do you notice the wounded inner child or the shadow version of you take over or ruin your plans or just make you procrastinate, tell you that you can't do it, make you feel afraid, like you're not good enough? And then there's that other version of you that has these big goals, these big dreams and fantasies of, being this version of you that you know you can be, but you're not there yet, and that's okay. So it's about figuring out which parts of me are scared and why are they scared and how can I make them feel better? Do you need to expand your nervous system? Do you need to do some breath work, some EFT tapping, some meditation, some Qigong? I love Qigong. If you have big ideas, big plans, but you are a chronic illness girly for whatever reason, for me, it was chronic gut health, gut issues. I was fatigued. I had high cortisol and I also had very bad depression and anxiety. And I had a lot of inflammation in my body. So, when I was that girly, that version of me, my nervous system, my body couldn't handle the energy that it took to put myself out there, to get rejected, to apply for jobs or go on online, put myself out there online. I didn't have that inside of me because my nervous system and my physical body was too tired or too ill. So, don't beat yourself up about that because that doesn't make you better. That makes you worse. So instead, what I would say to you to do is to really nourish the body. You need to rest. It's okay to rest. Like, if I knew that a shorter period of heavy rest would have healed my body so much quicker than trying to keep continue living and acting like everything was fine when I wasn't fine, then I would have healed so much sooner. When I came out of hospital last year, I went into hospital, I had colitis. I was in so much pain, excruciating pain for 11 hours straight. I literally was just speaking to God and I was going, I could just go now. I'm happy to go. I can't do this anymore. Morphine, antibiotics, CT scans. They didn't know what was wrong with me for a really long time. And I was continuously throwing up. When I stopped throwing up, the last time I threw up, like that, the pain just went away. And God told me, I don't care if I sound crazy. I'm not a religious girl. I'm a spiritual girl. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. God told me this was a death and rebirth. And you are going to change a lot of things in your life if you want to get better. And I said, okay, when you've been through 11 hours straight of excruciating pain to the point where you want to die, you're happy to do anything. I had to cut off almost all relationships in my life, friendships in my life, a lot of one-sided, draining, toxic relationships. I cut them off. I had to stop working for months. I had to sleep a lot. I couldn't really go out. I wasn't going out on an evening. I had to change what I ate. I every single day would go outside, and this was winter. This was November last year. This was during the November Scorpio eclipse. Makes sense that I had a death and re a very extreme death and rebirth. I would go outside, even though it was cold, it was raining, it was muddy, and I would put my bare feet in the ground. And I would shake my body very gently. And I would just say in my mind or out loud, I let go of the past. I let go of the pain. I give back any energy that is not mine. I return any energy to the sender that is not mine, and I call back my energy to me. So I would lightly shake my body, and I would have my feet in the ground, grounding, and I would, in my mind, intentionally say that I was letting go of any energy that isn't mine and calling back my energy that is mine from any place to be cleansed. And then I would visualize and imagine like white lights coming towards me and coming back into my body. And I'm telling you, I got better so quickly. So quickly. Because I just cut out all of the toxicity out of my life, you know, no alcohol, no draining relationships. I stayed in, I built myself back up again. I was grounding a lot of walking, a lot of slow walking, a lot less time on social media, on technology. And I just finally learned how to let go. And that was to stop thinking about my problems, to stop thinking about things that had happened in the past, to make peace with it, to let it go. I finally learned how to let it go. And that healed my body so much. I've never, ever had colitis or chronic gut issues since. I swear. I had an endoscopy about 3 to 4 weeks after I was in hospital. And I visualized every single day having the procedure because I'd already had one before, so I knew what it was like. I visualized me having the endoscopy and I visualized the doctor saying to me, "We haven't found anything. That's so weird. Everything is fine." And that's exactly what the doctor said to me. No joke. It was a mystery what happened. But I know because I studied the emotional meaning for certain organs and certain illnesses that it was in my intestines and it was colitis. And that meant that I had not let go of the past. So I was poisoning myself. And as soon as I let go of the past, I just got so much better. You've got to be selfish, girls. I hate that selfish has such a bad meaning to it. You've got to put yourself first. You have to prioritize yourself. If you don't have a physical body that works, you don't have a life in this life. Without a physical body, you can't be here. We need to respect and prioritize and look after our physical bodies. That means resting. That means saying no to people. That means trusting this voice inside of us that tells us what to do. Instead of putting everyone else before ourselves. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed talking about this. I love talking about these things. And I would love to hear if you've had any similar experiences or if you would like some of the things that I've spoken about today to be explained deeper. Get in touch on socials. TikTok, Instagram, comment below, leave a review, share this episode. And if you are struggling with your spiritual awakening, with figuring out who you are and what you want, then you can always book a session with me and we can get to the bottom of it. All right, useful people, have an amazing day. Bye.